Plans for a 14-acre wetland park in Wilmington are moving ahead now. The city's received a $3 million federal grant. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on the park that will play a key role in reducing flooding in Wilmington's Southbridge section.
Yeah, I have some better boots on than you do. I'll look for the high ground.
Walking through soggy soil and dodging puddles, park project manager Leah Cassanda says this degraded wetland linked to the Christina River isn't functioning and routinely contributes to flooding.
It's been a very rainy week, and this area has been a marsh and a wet wetland area always.
Heavy rains make neighborhood storm drains overflow. Especially bad news because the city's combined sewer system mixes that overflow with wastewater.
Household waste gets flushed, or, you know, you wash your hands. That goes into the same set of pipes that rainfall goes into. What this project is doing is creating a place to put the stormwater. So in addition to the park itself, there'll be a project in the neighborhood of Southbridge to separate out the storm water pipes and the sewer pipes.
With a mix of crushed stone paths and boardwalks, the project is expected to cost $26 million. The city hopes to start construction in April. From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.